Blog Talk Radio.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power, in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power, in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. Oh, the blood that gives me strength from day to day.
faith, hallelujah, wherever you are, it will never lose its power. Thank you for your grace, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy, Jesus. Thank you for your blood, Jesus, that will never lose its power. Thank you for the shed of the blood. It will never lose. It will never lose.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, give God some praise this morning. Come on, we enter in this morning with all faith, believing and trusting God, amen, for all things, amen, for all things are in his hand. Come on, praise the Lord with me. Come on, enter in this morning. Surrender all over, amen, withholding nothing, amen. Give it all over to God, whatever it is, amen, whatever it is. Hallelujah. Come on, just give it all over to God right now. Will you give it all over to him this morning? We just thank God on today, amen. We thank you, Father God. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together, amen. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all of my fears. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him, who, hallelujah, oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. The young lion lacks and suck for hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Come on, let's shout glory this morning. For the Bible says the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, you are our God, amen, and we praise you, and we thank you for another day that you've given us, oh God, by your grace and by your mercy. Oh Lord, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made us. We shall rejoice and be glad, and amen. Lord, we thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family, oh God. We thank you for every beat of our heart, every breath that we take. Hallelujah. We thank you, oh God, that you remembered us on today and those in our family, oh God, and you kept us, oh God. Oh, you made our death behave, amen. And we just want to say thank you that you awaken our sleeping spirits, oh God. Hallelujah. We come, oh God, surrendering all over to you, withholding nothing. We come on crucifying the flesh of today, hallelujah, in our flesh desires, oh God, that we may do your will, oh Lord. So we bind thy will with your will, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, amen. And we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, that the mind of Christ may arise and operate in us to the full measure of Christ Jesus, the hope of glory. And we just want to say thank you, oh God, that we can come boldly to the throne room of grace, amen, in our time of mercy to receive it. We come today to receive in the name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Lord, we pray if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh Lord, we humble ourselves under your mighty hand, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bless your holy name. You have given us another day to press in and to press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, the faith that you have given us away. Oh, Lord, we give you praise and we thank you. Even as we press in and press on today, we decree and declare we will make it. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, and there's nothing that the devil can do that will stop us from making it because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us today. Amen. Hallelujah, Father God, we pray right now, hallelujah, that you bless, touch, heal, and deliver and change our lives and those in our family, amen, all that we love and concerned about from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith and prayer and warfare to win the battle. Lord, release the grace over us right now to fight, amen, the war is to win. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare we have the resurrection power working on the inside. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of our spirit so we can receive from you great and mighty, oh God.
Hallelujah. Let there be a great pouring in this morning. Oh, Lord, fill these, your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Oh, Lord, release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered this morning. And we decree and declare by faith, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for supernatural prayers, amen, answered prayers this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged of the land, amen, and cast down in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the works of the enemy be destroyed right now. Lord, teach our hands to walk and our fingers to fight according to Psalm 144 and 1. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare 2 Chronicles 11 and 1. Lord, we are your end time warriors. Amen. Use us as your weapon against the enemy. Amen. The weapons of hallelujah of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to pull it down the strongholds. We decree and declare Revelation 12 and 7. Satan, you have lost the war in heaven. Amen. That all the enemies, hallelujah, that make war with the man be destroyed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, glory, hallelujah to your name, God. We decree in the crown according to 2 Corinthians 10 and 3, we do not war after flesh, but after the spirit. Amen. Lord, thunder from the enemy, release your voice, hailstones, and coals of fire. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, send out your arrows and scatter them, oh God. Shoot out your light and discomfort them. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, deliver us, oh hallelujah, our strong enemy, from them that are too strong for us. Deliver us and those in our family and bring us into a large place. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Jeremiah 51 and 20. We are your battle axe and weapon of war. Amen. You have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare Psalm 18 and 15. We are your anointed. Amen. And you give us great deliverance, and we thank you. We will beat them small as the dust and cast them out as beer in the streets. Amen. We have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. Hallelujah. We do not turn until they are consumed. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have wounded them and they are not able to rise. They are falling under our feet. Amen. We tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and dragon. We trample underfoot. Amen. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we tread down the wicked. They are asses under our feet. Amen. We will rise and thrust the beat and beat the enemy into pieces. We rebuke every wild boar of the field. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke every spirit that creeps forth from the forest. Amen. We rebuke every beast of the forest that comes to devour. We rebuke every lion of the forest that comes to slay. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we close the door to every demonic breath that would attempt to come into our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out every thief the hallelujah that would try to steal our finances. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out in the spirit that would try to steal our joy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and expose and cast out any demon that would try to steal us, undetected, that come into our lives, and in the life of our children, our husbands, our hallelujah, our loved ones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, cleanse our temple and drive out any thief from our life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood of the enemy. Amen. That will try to bring him into our lives right now. We bind and cast out all familiar spirits that will try to operate in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and rebuke any demon that will try to block our way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove all leaven and malice and wickedness from our lives. We rebuke and cast out any frog-like spirit from our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and rebuke devils in high places. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we break off any hallelujah. We break off any fellowship with devils through sin, the flesh, and sacrifice. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command our devils to leave our children alone. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, expose any human devils in our lives. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, expose any children of the devil that will try to come into the church. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every spirit hiding from us be exposed right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we command you to come out. Cease your works and come out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every hidden snare for our feet be exposed. We stand against and rebuke every wile of the devil. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we release ourselves from any snare of the devil. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the prayer 1 Timothy 3 and 6, we will not come into the holy hallelujah, into the condemnation of the devil. Lord, let no doctrine of the devil be established in our lives. We nullify the power of any sacrifice made to devils in our city, in our region, or in our nation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke Molech and any sin that has been assigned to abort our destiny right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, give us strength to bring forth our destiny. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we overcome every antichrist spirit, because great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. We loose ourselves from every spirit of error right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, let us not operate in the wrong spirit. We loose ourselves from every spirit of whoredom in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us have and walk in the excellent spirit of God. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, we take heed to our spirit at all times. We bind and cast out any spirit that will try to tear apart our lives in any manner in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, stir up our spirit to do your will, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. We bind and cast out any demon of slumber from our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out all demons of fear and timidity. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out the seducing spirits that would come in our way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke the angel of light in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We reject all false apostolic ministries in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We reject all false prophetic ministries. We reject all false teaching ministries in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Expose all false brothers to us, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we reject the mouth of vanity and the right hand of falsehood. We thank you, Lord God. We reject every false vision, every false prophetic word released into our lives right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind Satan the deceiver from releasing in this deception in our lives and those in our family. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out our spirits of self-deception. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind and cast out any spirit of sorcery that would deceive us in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no man deceive us. Amen. Let no woman deceive us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke some bewitchment that would keep us from obeying the truth. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for utterance and boldness to make known the mystery of the gospel. Deliver us out of the hand of the wicked and unreasonable men, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, evil spirits, leave our life right now as we hear and speak the word of God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke, hallelujah, steal and cast out the avenger. Amen. We bind and cast out any creeping spirit that would attempt to creep into our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let the hem of the wicked be broken. We renounce all earthly sensual and demonic wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We cast out devils. Amen. Hallelujah. And we will, hallelujah, and we will be perfected according to Luke 13 and 32. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that every pharaoh that, hallelujah, that will pursue our life be drowned in the sea right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We rebuke every demonic being that would, hallelujah, that would surround us in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind and cast out in the spirit of Absalom, hallelujah, that would try to steal our heart from God's ordained leadership. Amen. We, hallelujah, we will sleep well. Amen. We will not be kept awake by any spirit of restlessness or insomnia in the name of Jesus Christ. We laugh at the enemy through the Holy Spirit. We cut the cords of the wicked from our lives. In the name of Jesus Christ, that every cord the enemy tries to put around our life be like burning flax. Amen. We break down every wall of Jericho. Lord, cleanse our life from the secret folks. Amen. Lord, let your secret be upon our tabernacle. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, lead us and guide us, for your name's sake, Father God. Guide us continually. Guide us into all truth. Guide us with their eyes, oh God. We ask in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Let us, hallelujah, let us guide our affairs, amen, hallelujah, with discretion, amen. Guide us, oh God, by the skillfulness of your hands, amen. Let, hallelujah, lead us in a plain path because of our enemies, oh God. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, make every crooked path straight up. In the rough places, move before us, oh God, and those that are failing right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, send your light and truth, and let them lead us, oh God. Hallelujah. Make darkness light before us, and quicken things straight up. Teach us to do your your will, oh God, and lead us into the land of uprightness. We put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness right now, clothed with the garment of salvation. We put on the beautiful garments right now, and we just want to say thank you. Let our garments always be white, oh God. Let us be clothed with humility, covered with the robe of righteousness. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let our clothes be full of your virtue. Let a mount of power rest upon our life. Amen. Lord, give us wisdom in every area where we lack. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every plant that our Father has not planted be rooted out. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we lay an axe up to the root of every evil tree right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every ungodly generation of taproot be cut up and pulled out of our bloodline. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Satan, the Lord rebukes thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare this deliverance. We decree the path of war is won. We decree the path victory, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. We decree the path no more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We speak to every mountain in our life and command it to be removed and cast into the sea right now. We speak to every financial mountain to be removed in our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let every evil mountain hear the voice of the Lord and be removed. Amen. I prophesy to the mountains and command them to hear the word of the Lord and be removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the mountain tremble in the presence of God. I contend with every mountain and command them to hear my voice in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, lay the mountain of Esau, the flesh, to waste right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, put forth your hand, oh Lord, and overturn the mountain by the roots of. I speak to every mountain of death to be removed and cast into the sea. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you are against every destroying mountain. Let the mountain melt at your presence, oh God. Make way to evil mountains in our life and those in our family. Amen. And those that we're concerned about, oh Lord. We burn every mountain. We beat them small and make the hills a chaff. Amen. Every mountain in our way will become a plain. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us, oh Lord. Thank you for your power, Lord. Thank you, Lord God, for loving us, that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, to die for us, amen, once and for all, that it is done, hallelujah, that it is done, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord God. I pray for every broken heritage in our life to be restored right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I stand in the gap and make up the head. We repent and receive forgiveness of any sin that has opened the door for any spirit to enter and operate in our lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the prayer, Isaiah 58:12, we are a rebuilder of the wall and a repairer of the breach. We would knock off crooked speech that would cause a breach in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind up all breaches right now. All of our breaches, amen, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Let every breach be stopped in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let our walls be salvation and our gates praise, Father God. We pray for a hedge of protection around our mind, body, finances, possession, and family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we receive it by faith. Hallelujah. Right now, according to First Thessalonians 2:6. I remove all false burdens placed on us by people, leaders, or churches in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I remove all heavy burdens placed on our life by the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, let your anointing break the enemy's burden from off our neck and let every yoke be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we remove our shoulders, oh God, from every burden. We cast our cares upon the Lord. Amen. I cast my burdens upon the Lord and he sustains me. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let every yoke of bondage be destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let every unequal yoke be broken and destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We take upon our life the yoke and burden of Jesus Christ before the Bible says it is easy. It is easy. And we thank you for it. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. We bless your holy name, Lord, and we decree that all is well with us. Father God, as we enter in this morning, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, to receive your word, oh God. Let us, hallelujah, take root in us and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you keep us in perfect peace of all the days of our lives. And we just want to say thank you. Let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of our word, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare to fence by our mouths our faith. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, in Christ we are anointed and a powerful people. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we are joint heir with Jesus and more than a conqueror. We are doer of the word of God and a channel for his blessing. If God be for us, who can be against us? We're blessed coming out and blessed going in. Amen. Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Our enemies are fleeing before us. God has commanded his blessings on our storehouse. Amen. He has opened his good treasures. And hallelujah. And we shall lend and not borrow. Amen. With the head and not the tail. Amen. On top and not beneath us. He has given us the power to make wealth. We dwell in the secret place and we have his protection and provision. Amen. God is our refuge and our fortress. We're not afraid of the snare of the fowler. No evil shall befall us. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. Amen. God has given his angels charge over us. And they have bound us up in their hands. Lest we dash our foot against the stone. As the prayer in Psalm 91, 1 Peter 2 and 9 establish, we are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar person called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Amen. 1 Peter 2 and 24 states that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. Cancer, shrinking, diabetes, heart disease, sickness, affliction, infections, or any other disease cannot enter our bodies. Amen. We are, hallelujah, we are without spot or blemish. An innocence, the righteousness of God, paid and washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in children, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servant of the Lord. And their righteousness from me, says the Lord our God. We are saved from wrath by him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. Oh Lord, we ask and we pray right now, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, that those that may prosper and love Jerusalem, amen, and that the peace will be within them and prosperity in their homes, according to Psalm 122, verse 6 through 9. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Father God, we ask that you bless us in our going and coming on today. And those in our family that will be traveling along the road, amen, hallelujah, all that we love and concerned about. Every family member, every loved one, oh God, every church family member and friend, hallelujah, your children around the world, those that are traveling with me right now, Father God, whether by car, truck, boat, aircraft, train, bike, by foot, Lord, I ask that you bless us all in our going and coming. Let traveling grace and mercies be right now, Father God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes and all that's in our homes and all that we have and all that we will have and every form of transportation we may enter into today. Amen. Every road, every street, every highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread or our heads may lay. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare wherever the blood of Jesus Christ is, the enemy cannot come. Redeems us from the curse of the law and sin and death, that sanctifies us, that justifies us, that heals us, that makes all things new. And we just want to say thank you for your blood answers for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for, Lord, we decree and declare that we are blessed, amen, and that all is well, and we are going from glory to glory, to glory. And we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, wealth and riches are in our home, that you have divinely intervened and turned it all around for our good. And we receive the goodness of the Lord right now, the land of the living. And we decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we shall live and not die. I come against the spirit of destruction and death, premature death, in the natural and the supernatural. Hallelujah. And I thank you for, Lord. And Lord, I ask that you bless us with long life, good health, strength, wholeness, and newness of life. Oh, Lord, let restoration come. Oh, Lord, breathe on us. Hallelujah. Breathe on us. Let there be a time of refreshing. Let this be the set time, oh, Lord, for refreshing. Amen. A time of refreshing. And we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
We know you need to be a God of turnaround, so we thank you, oh God, for turning it all around for our good. Everything that the enemy has set out for evil, we thank you, oh God, for turning it around for our good. Every curse that the enemy has sent our way, we thank you for turning it around to bless us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we pray that the unity come, oh God, where the enemy has caused division, confusion, destruction. Let unity come. Let peace come and be still. Let joy overtake us, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, restore the hope where hope has been lost. And we thank you right now. We thank you that you are our strength. And even right now on this line, having those who have an ear to hear on this morning to see that we are being, that you are our strength, amen. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name. And we seal this prayer this morning with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promise of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all to believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name, Father. Oh, Lord, we bless your name this morning. We give it all over to you, Lord. And we thank you for it all. Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome, welcome, and welcome. I'm so blessed to be here this morning. It's 5 a.m. morning. Just thanking God for another day. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. That he remembered us on today and kept us and those in our family. This morning, before we go in any further, I had a dream about a friend of mine I haven't talked to in years. And I just want to lift her up this morning because we have power that God has given us. And he will give us visions, and it's always a warning before destruction. So I pray as I come this morning, Heavenly Father, as your apostle, your anointed one, oh God, that you've ordained for such a time as this. Lord, I come, oh God, praying and lifting up, hallelujah, your daughter Ruby Mallon on today, Father God. And Lord, I decree and declare, hallelujah, wholeness and newness of life, oh God. And I come against every attack of Satan and his agents. I command you, Satan and your agents, to loose your hold off her life right now. Loose your grip, her. I come against the spirit of death and destruction, premature death. I decree and declare that she shall live and not die. I decree and declare victory over her life right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, I cry out this morning, oh God, on behalf of a friend, oh God, Ruby Mantle, oh God. Your word says that when the righteous cry, oh God, that you would deliver them out of their troubles, oh God. Oh, Lord, like you did, amen, not for Abraham, oh God. Your word said that you remembered Abraham and you brought light out, oh God. So, Lord, I ask that you remember me and bring Ruby Mallon out of harm's way right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Anything that the enemy has set up to destroy, oh God, to take her life, let it be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, open up a way for her, Lord God, to take that way that she will truly be blessed and that life will come in abundance, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, any assignment is set to take her life of the devil, let it be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare victory again, victory again, victory again, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and it is so. I plead the blood of Jesus Christ over right now that gives life, amen, that protects, amen. And Lord, I just want to say thank you that heals, that redeems, that sets free. And I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you all this morning. I won't be here on the line too long. We have church early this morning, and then I'm trying to get over to, not say try, but I'm going to be at Solid Rock Full Gospel Church this morning as well, but I still have to be on at 10 with my husband and then leave out from there. But God bless everyone this morning. Welcome, welcome, welcome. As we are on day 26, hallelujah, day 26, and we just thank God we're growing stronger and stronger. We're growing more and more in the Lord. I just thank God for the opportunity that God has given us to receive from my Heavenly Father. Amen. So we're truly blessed. Amen. So, again, good morning and welcome. We're going to start with our sister, Shavante. God bless you, sister. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been? How you doing this morning? Sister Shavante, I'm going to hang your line up just in case your phone is it's not, because we can't hear you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless her, God keep her, amen. Hallelujah. Sister Sean, God bless you. Welcome this morning. How you doing? How you feeling?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm okay.
Good morning.
I'm all right.
Amen. Good morning. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Just thanking God this morning for you and praying that God will continue to be your strength, your help, amen, that God's hand continue to be upon your life. And may you feel the love and the joy that only come from God that is unconditional, that cannot be moved. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sister Sister Shavante, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing?
Good morning.
How you feeling?
Thank you. Well, you caught the vibe from me. Thank you.
Hi.
I said you caught that. I appreciate you.
Yes, you brought it to my attention. You know, so once somebody brings something to my attention, I must adhere to the change. I don't ignore it. You know, I don't know it. Somebody says,
yeah.
I don't like that, and I'm mindful of it. If they like it, I'm mindful of it too. Somebody tell me, you know, I really like how you did that. I really like how you said it to me. And then I'm mindful. If they tell me they like something, then I'm mindful of that. Then I'm going to do that again. If you don't like that, then I won't do that anymore.
Right.
So God bless you, sister.
Right.
It's good to have you on the line this morning. Yeah. God bless you. And
Thank you.
You know, I'm just excited. I saw you popped on the line first this morning. I say, she's in position. Look at God. And
yeah.
I just thank God for you. We love you so much. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this
morning? I'm blessed this
morning.
I thank the Lord. He woke me up, but I was late, but I got in on some of the prayer, and I thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. When I saw you on, I said, oh, there go Cousin Doretha. God, glory to God. Amen. So we welcome you. The love of Christ this morning. We're so excited to have you on the line. And today is day 26. I've been telling people, jump on. We have a few more days. Jump on.
Yes.
You know, God is doing work. Amen. And he's still working. Amen. It hasn't been cut off.
Yes,
and we just thank God for all that God is
doing.
I think
that he woke me up to get some of the prayer.
Yes. Amen. I'm just, oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know, and I was praying for my friend this morning. Well, I was dreaming, and I hadn't talked to her. And, oh, my God, I don't know the last time I talked to her or even seen her. But anyway, I had that dream. We got to know when we receive those visions and dreams to go in prayer, you know, to pray for that person, to pray
right
then and there. Because, you know,
the
God
right.
always wants for the structure and God's prophet. We could go to him and pray. And, you know, God will hear our prayers and bring them out, whatever situation that they're in. And they get that word that says, hey, somebody was praying for you. It ain't no way you should have made this. There's no way you should have came. It was just no way. Somebody was praying, and then you may not even talk to that person, but God have people in position that are praying for you, and that's a blessing
mm-hmm.
in itself. So when people tell me, hey,
mm-hmm.
I'm praying for you, and I just thank God for the prayers of the righteous, because the Bible says the prayers of the righteous avail it much. So I just thank
mm-hmm.
God for the righteous that stand in the gap, amen, hallelujah. Even when you can't even pray sometimes, when you don't even have the strength sometimes or the mindset to even pray for yourself. Hallelujah. So I just thank God. I'm just so excited. I'm trusting God all the way. Amen. Hallelujah. Our scripture this morning is coming from the book of John. Try to wrap up here. You are by a 6 on the dot, if y'all don't mind, this morning. Not to rush anything. Of course, the Holy Spirit move. You know, we won't move until, you know, until the Holy Spirit lifts. And we'll be able to, but just thanking God just for preparing for both services this morning. And I did not do my hair yesterday, so I don't know what I'm going to look like this evening or later on this morning. But anyway, we come out the book of John chapter 6, verse 63 through 69. That's John chapter 6, verse 63 through 69. and I'll be coming out the New King James Version. When you have a say, amen. Please.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says in the book of John, chapter 6, verse 63 through 69, the Bible says, it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Hallelujah. I'm going to read that again. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit, and they are life. But there are some of you who do not believe. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were who do not believe and who would betray him. And he said, therefore, I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. Verse 66 says, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked with him no more. Then Jesus said to the 12, do you also want to go away? Verse 68 says, but Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Verse 69 says, also we have come to believe and know that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
When we look at this scripture this morning, my Lord, my God, the Holy Spirit gives spiritual life. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, we cannot even see our need for new life. All spiritual renewal begins and ends with God. He reveals truth to us, lives within us, and then enables us to respond to that truth. When we look at verse 66, why did Jesus' words cause many of his followers to desert him? One, they may have realized that he wasn't going to be this conquering Messiah king they expected, or he refused to give in to their self-centered results, and he emphasized faith, not works. His teachings were difficult to understand, and some of his words were offensive. So as we grow in our faith, we may be tempted to run away because Jesus' lessons are difficult. Will you respond? Will your response be to give up or ignore certain teachers or to reject Christ? Instead, ask God to show you what the teachers mean and how they apply to your life. Then have the courage to act on God's truth. Amen. When we look at verse 67 here, amen, there is no middle ground with Jesus. When he asked the disciples if they would also leave, he was showing them that they could either accept or reject him. Jesus was not trying to repel people with his teachings. He was simply telling the truth because he is the truth. See, the more the people heard Jesus' real message, the more they divided. They were divided into two camps, the honest seekers who wanted to understand more and those who rejected Jesus because they didn't like what they had heard. My Lord, my God, as I wrap up here in the last few scriptures here, after many of Jesus' followers had deserted him, he asked his 12 disciples if they were also going to leave. And Peter replied, to whom shall we go? In his straightforward way, you know, Peter, he answered for all of us. So there is no other way. Though there are many philosophies and self-styled authorities, I want us to understand Jesus alone has the words of eternal life. People look everywhere for eternal life and they miss Christ, the only source. Stay with him, especially when you are confused or when you feel alone. Stay with him. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of the word of God. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name I pray. And I ask that we receive and believe right now and we act according to the word of God. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. I want to thank you. Thank you. So I know that someone's on the line. Amen. I want to, this morning when I was praying, and I hadn't, the last few days or so when I've been on the prayer line, it's been really hard. And someone dealing with some heaviness, some really heavy stuff, because it began to hurt to pray. The pain I get in my belly and my ribs, the pulling and the hurting of it, so that someone on the line that has a spirit of heaviness and you're going through a lot mentally and physically, and I feel it, but I'm going to tell you this morning that breakthrough is here, and you just have to have faith to receive it, amen? And it starts with your mouth and how you speak, amen, and what you decree and declare over yourself. And what you have accepted, amen, don't accept anything the enemy is sending your way. I want you to understand that you don't have to accept that. You don't have to accept it, amen. You send it back to the sender. Because I can feel, and we're wrapping up here in these 2 days here, and I've changed the last couple of days. It's been this morning. I was like, oh, it hurts so much to pray. And I've had that feeling before when I prayed for some people before, just individual, the line with them, just me and them, and the pulling and the stabbing and the attack I was taking as I prayed for those people. And I felt that same thing this morning, and I felt the same thing that the day before that, the last few days. And so I just pray that you release yourself, because it's already here for you. The breakthrough is already here for you. And just start speaking over your life. Start declaring the word of God over your life and receive it. Believe it. Believe it and receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I'll call your name. If you have any prayer petition this morning, we love to touch and agree with you this morning. If the prayers already went forth, amen, you could just say, I come in agreement with the prayers that went forth. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Siobhante, God bless you, sister. Go ahead.
Good morning. So I definitely agree with the prayer this morning, but I want to add a little tidbit to it. Just for my husband, just for God, just keep working for him. Just keep him safe, you know, traveling mercies and grace, you know, and whatever the enemy had for him, the devil is alive. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen, amen. Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that was it. Or, you know, just continue for, you know, everyone who's on the line and, you know, my family, just the universal prayer.
Amen. Yes, Lord. We thank you, Father God, and Lord. We thank you for your word that has went forth, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for your word, so that your word, hallelujah, is forever established in heaven. And we just want to say thank you right now, Lord. We lift up our brother Roger this morning, oh God, and we pray, oh God, for his protection. And we pray that your hedge of protection be around him, oh God. Lord, we pray that you encamp your warring angels, oh God, as he goes to and from on the road, oh God, traveling highways, oh God, keeping him safe from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we remove every attack of Satan and his agents right now that is in his path, oh God. We pray, oh God, remove every attack of the enemy that's been set up, oh God, being entangled in it, entrapping to cause harm and destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. Let that way of the enemy be destroyed right now, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. And Lord, we pray, oh God, that he be free, amen. Oh Lord, free in his mind, oh God, free in his spirit, oh God, to even more. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord. As the Bible said, holy, no one can come to Christ, amen, unless you draw them to you, oh God. It is you that draws them to Christ Jesus that we can receive. So, Lord, we pray, oh Lord, that you will call them nigh unto you this day, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that he may receive, amen, hallelujah, the gift of salvation, amen, that he knows is ready and available for him, oh God. Anything that the enemy has done, oh God, to blind him, we pray, oh God, let every spiritual cataract be removed right now, every spiritual numbness, every spiritual sleep, every spiritual ignorance, let it be removed right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth. Awaken and sleep the spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray that he will hear from you this day and this hour, oh God, and receive divine direction and instruction. And then there will truly be a blessing to his life. When your word says that a good man steps to order. And, Lord, we pray, oh God, that you will order his steps. Let me thank you, Lord. And Lord, I ask your God that you bless all that's in this home, oh God. All that he loves, yes, good thing about Father. Let it be blessed, yes, amen. No, Lord, make him a blessing, oh God, to his wife. Let it be a blessing to his children, amen. Let it be a peace, yes, in his home, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, be his peace, amen. It's in Jesus, yes, Christ's holy name we pray. For God be the glory. Amen and, yes, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, sister. Thank we love you. We thank God for
thank
you. Amen. Amen. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
For anything that's not of God to move.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. That prayer has went forward so powerful this morning. Hallelujah. I just thank God for answered prayers. We just go thank God for answered prayers. Lord, we thank you right now as we come touching and agreeing with your daughter this morning. Father God, anything, hallelujah, any way, plan, plot of agenda of the enemy, anything that's not of you, oh God, that is entered into the life of your daughter, or anything that's been sent, oh God, that's on its way, oh God, let it be removed. That, hallelujah, that's been sent from the camp of the enemy, let it be cut down. Let the messenger of the enemy be cut down right now in their steps, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let every seed that the enemy has planted in the life of your daughter, let it be uprooted right now with all its roots and links and tentacles, oh God, right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and destroyed. And we decree and declare victory right now, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and let it, Lord, any way, that the enemy has set up for your daughter to be entangled in any net or any web, let them be entangled and captured in their own nets, amen. Any pit that they've dug for the fallen, oh God, let them fall in their own pits and be consumed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We silence the mouth of the evil speaker that they will speak no evil against her life. Amen. We blind their eyes, amen, and deafen their ears. Amen. We entangle their tongues and we decree and declare their eyes to be blind, that they will not be able to locate it in the natural, the supernatural. Amen. That they will not be able to hear our prayers or conversation. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare the works of the enemy and the life of your daughter's son to be destroyed, because you, oh God, hallelujah, have destroyed it. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your name, God. I call you blessed. And, Lord, I ask that your peace reign and be still in the life of your daughter. Let joy overtake her this day, oh God. Oh, Lord, I pray that she would just rejoice in knowing that it's already done. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I thank you for it, Lord. We thank you. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. And we thank God for you. I saw your line kept hanging up. You called back in and hung up again. And you called back in and it hung up again. And you called back in. Devil, you a liar. Devil, you a liar. He wanted you to give up and say, you know what, that's it. But you refuse to give up. Amen. You refuse to, hallelujah, to fold. Amen. You refuse to fumble. Hallelujah. You made a decision to stand. I'm going to stand. I'm going to keep getting. I'm going to keep on. You ain't going to stop me, devil. I'm going to keep on. I got power and authority. I'm going to keep on until I get in. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Sister Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
I want to pray for the service that we be in today. Go forward in Jesus' name.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we thank you for your word, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your mighty hand upon our life, oh God. Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ in the service that will go forth on today, oh God, that it will truly be blessed, oh God, that your Holy Spirit will be present, amen. Hallelujah, that all will be touched, oh God, and be able to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth and anything or anyone that's been sent by the camp of the enemy to cause confusion, to cause a disturbance, to cause a distraction, amen, to be a hindrance. Let it be removed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let all be touched, oh God, let healing take place, amen. Let deliverance come in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let joy overtake all that will have an ear to hear, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, Lord, let hope be restored into the house, oh God, to the heart of your children, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Let blessings come down from heaven, oh God, overflowing with our blessings, oh God, and our favor, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, let the wicked ones flee, amen. Hallelujah, they come in one way, oh God, but they will flee in seven different directions, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, fall and rain in the mighty name of Jesus Christ on your children, oh God. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing in the service on today, oh Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, fresh strength, fresh manna, fresh revelation, oh God, that our eyes may be opened and enlightened, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we just want to say thank you. By faith we receive it. We walk by faith and not by sight. We come in expectation, oh God. Even in the service, oh God, we come expecting to receive from you, oh God, a rhema word, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, hallelujah. This time I want to switch it. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm so blessed to see you on the line this morning. You have no idea. You just blessed my whole heart. Amen.
I thank the Lord for waking me this morning, too.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you. I just pray for me that God will just give me the strength. You know, this 26 days, there's no sleeping during these times of assignment. There's barely any sleep. But I thank God for the strength. So as I go forth in the service this morning at 10 a.m. And then prepare to be in service over at Solid Rock for 11. I'll make it over there around 11:15 as soon as I get through at the 10 a.m. service to be there. The word of God will go forth. As I decrease, that God will just have all the increase in me, not my words, but the word of God that will go forth. Amen. And the Holy Spirit be present in the building, even on the line this morning.
Lord,
so God bless you. I pray for the life, health, and strength and protection of my husband and children and in your family and God's children around the world, just God's children around the world. And that the wicked be uprooted and cast down right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And I decree and declare that every prayer on this line, every prayer petition has been answered. Amen. That God will answer speedily in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and increase our faith for the more, because we serve a God of more than enough, that God will take the little bit, amen, the little bit of faith that you have, the little bit of substance that you have, whatever it is, that little bit of hope, and that he will increase it. The little bit of joy, the little bit of light, that he will increase it, because we serve a God of increase, amen? And he's able to do it right away, amen? Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. I'm just so excited. My daughter came out yesterday. She's like, Mom, I need a car. I'm looking for a car, and they want this, want that. I said, well, come get this Mercedes that's in the driveway. It still works. I just don't drive it. It's been sitting up there for over 2 years. Y'all come get it.
Right.
She said, Mama, I pray if it was for me, I'll got away over there. But if it's for me, I'll get away. First, my son wanted it. He called and said, tell Mama, you can go ahead and get it. She said, I prayed about it. She said, I need the way. She said, and a friend of mine called, say, hey, God told me to call you. You need it, then? I need a ride to my mama's. Okay. And we don't live close, probably about 45 minutes. And then she get over. She said, Lord, if it's for me, the car start. Car started. She jumped in with the 4 kids and her husband, and then took off. They gone. So,
amen. Nobody but God.
And she said, we made it in safety. I said, all right, then. And I'm just, you know, I'm just so excited, you know, and I just thank God for y'all so much for being in the position this morning. I thank you for allowing God to use you all for my life. And you all just don't know how you all have blessed my life. Just being on this line is a blessing. And I thank God for you. At this time, if you have anything that you'd like to say, I'm just going to pray a simple prayer over us before we leave the line this morning. Just a prayer of blessing, just decreeing open heaven over our life, amen, because we're blessed with an open heaven. The Bible says in Matthew 3:16 that after being baptized, Jesus came up immediately from the water, and behold, the heavens were open, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and lightning on him. And I just want to pray, amen, this morning for us, just to decree and declare, and then I'll come back and see if we have anything to say as we close out here. But we just thank our Heavenly Father. Lord, we bless your name, and we just want to say thank you. I thank you for the life, health, and strength of your daughter, Shavante Shepherd, and your daughter, Sean Jones, this morning, and your daughter, Dorita Jones, and Lord, my husband, Dorsey, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Minister Lauren Green, Father God, Angela Green, my niece, Mackie. Hallelujah. My mother, Carol Dillard, all that have come to this line in these 26 days of me, continue the journey to day 28, Lord God. We thank you, Father God, that you're doing a new thing in us, Lord God. We thank you for the quick work that's being done right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and that. We thank you for restoration, oh Lord, but even in your word says that the first shall be last and the last shall be the first, oh God. Oh Lord, that even those that come on again, oh God, will receive the same portion, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you for it right now. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Christ Jesus opened the heavens for us, hallelujah, 2,000 years ago, amen. We live under an open heaven, amen. Heavenly blessings come upon us and overtake us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree and declare that we are blessed coming in and blessed going out. The angels of God ascend and descend upon our life because Christ dwells within us, amen. We are the house of God, and Christ is, hallelujah, is us, is the gate of heaven, amen. Therefore, we can release heavenly, hallelujah, glory into the earth, amen. Heaven's rain, revival, and blessings falls upon us, and those in our and all that's in our household, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree to have the mighty name of Jesus Christ. The Father favors us because Christ was baptized as we are. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Heaven's atmosphere prevails like a glory cloud over our lives. We decree and declare the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We experience an open heaven everywhere we go and in whatever we do. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Though we leave this line and never the presence of God, we thank you, Lord God, that you are with us always. It is you that goes before us. We thank you for blessing us, Lord God. We thank you for your favor upon our life, Father God. We thank you for your hedge of protection around those in our family, around us, oh Lord. We thank you, too, for being who you are, our Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your presence.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. At this time, if you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen as we wrap up the call today, and I'll release the pastor's blessings. Amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
Good morning. Well, yes, ma'am. So I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your obedience, and I thank the Lord first and foremost just for who he is, you know, and I'm just truly excited. The joy that he has been filling me with, I don't never want to give it up. So I'm excited about this journey, and I really appreciate you being with me, right beside me, you know, help guiding me and leading me to the path of righteousness. So I appreciate that. Amen.
God bless you, sister. I thank God for you. Hallelujah. I love you so much. We love you. We thank God for you. And you all hear me say that all the time because it's true. So much love, so much love. Look, you don't have to do nothing for me to love you, amen? You ain't got to do nothing for me to love you even more. I just thank God that I have love, so I'm able to love because I have Christ on the inside who is love, amen? Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Sister Sean, God bless you. Go ahead.
I just thank you. Thank you for the prayers.
Thank you. Thank you, amen. God bless you. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. I pray you see with new eyes on today and hear with new ears. Speak with a new tongue, with the power of the Holy Ghost rest upon you and in you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. New life. Amen. I decree to come. New life. New beginnings. Amen. All things new. Amen. Good relationships. Hallelujah. Good people. God's people be around you. Anyone that's not of God, they will not be able to enter. They will not be able to be in your presence. They won't even be able to stay still in front of you. They'd have to go. They'd be like, there's something. I got to go. I can't be around. You ain't got to do nothing. Guess what? Here, God will remove anything that's not of you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Sister Dorita, God bless you.
Oh, God bless you. I enjoyed the prayer that I got in on. And whatever you do, make sure Jesus be in front of you. Whatever you do today, take Jesus first and then go on and do his will. Amen.
Yes, sir. Amen. I receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless you. God keep you and yours. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to release the pastor's blessing, and you all be blessed in the name of the Lord. Receive it. It is for you to receive, and now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. What we have left at your altar, Lord, may we never carry it on our shoulders again. Every burden lifted, amen, every yoke destroyed, every chain broken, every enemy defeated, every need supplied,
yes,
every request answered. You are a God who is all-sufficient in the midst of our insufficiency. We give it all to you today, Lord God, amen, and declare that we are set free from whom the Son is set free. It's free indeed. Receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and receive. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. God bless the name of the Lord. I love you too. I love y'all. Take great care. Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, home at last, ever to rejoice.
I want to hear him say, well,
give it back to you. You give me my husband, you know I love him, and I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally stop breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streets, gold mansions. Just because I look gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace, sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Praise you for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. Sing and shout, well done. Then I'll